Absolutely delighted to have two doctors with me this morning. First, Dr. David Shapiro is vice chair of the Department of Surgery at St. Francis Hospital. Doctor, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And Dr. Brendan Campbell, the medical director of the Pediatric Trauma Program at the Connecticut Children's Medical Center and a gun owner, is also on the line. Doctor, good morning to you.
Happy to be here with you.
Well, we got the two doctors here, and this is quite a day. I didn't realize that this was the 10th year for this, and the first thing that I want to do just with the two of you is to just give me an update on how this has gone and what it has done as far as the safety of people is concerned. Could you do that, Dr. Shapiro? Could you start?
Sure. You know, this is our 10th year, and to be quite frank, while it's a wonderful collaboration, it's really nothing to celebrate. It's rather sad that we have to continue projects like this in order to decrease the amount of gun-related injuries that we see. At the same time, we're glad and actually extremely happy to serve the community this way, in that we can provide an option for people who have unwanted firearms to turn them in at the gun buyback for gift cards, especially at the holiday season, or they can come to the gun buyback and obtain gun locks to make their guns their home safer. The collaboration has been fantastic between Connecticut Children's, St. Francis, Hartford Healthcare, the police department, the mayor's office, and all the other partners in town that help us, including a new organization called Hashtag Unload that is looking to help us with our plight.
You know, I'm going to go to Dr. Campbell now, Dr. Brendan Campbell, and I've got to say, and I want you to know this, that those of us that are broadcasters, you have no idea how much we appreciate what you do, because it seems every single day, we get reports on our programs of somebody being injured. So I just think to have the doctors out there, this is, you know, we got the Connecticut Children's Medical Center at St. Francis. We've got the whole thing. We've got and you are, I understand, Dr. Campbell, you're a gun owner. Is that true?
You know, I am. The unique thing about this program is it's about prevention. So, you know, all of us who take care of injured kids, injured adults, you know, we'd much rather, you know, not have to do that. And, you know, gun violence is a preventable issue. And I think what's great about our program is not only does it allow people to turn in firearms that they don't want if they no longer have a use for it, but it's also about, you know, making firearm ownership as safe as possible. You know, we're not against guns. You know, as a gun owner, you know, I wouldn't be supporting this if it was an anti-gun program. But what it does is, you know, we just want to let people know that if you want to own guns, that's fine. But with gun ownership comes responsibility, and that, you know, requires safe storage of firearms so that it, one, you know, doesn't become an opportunity for a toddler or a suicidal teenager or adult to find the gun, but also so that it's not an opportunity for a criminal to steal it out of a garage, shed, attic, you know, that sort of thing.
So the 10 years has been successful. It just seems, I don't know if it's the time when it's going on, but it just seems now that we've had recently, and it happens in spurts, that we have reports every morning of somebody shooting somebody, not necessarily killing them, but again, so there's no question that the program like yours is something that certainly helps a great deal. Now, you work also, I understand, with the Hartford Police Department and the Hartford State's Attorney's Office. That all is inclusive. Is that correct?
That's correct. They've all been wonderful partners in helping us to get this project off the ground 10 years ago and continue to support it today.
Now, I just want to go through, for example, everybody who turns in a working gun, I understand, is going to receive a Stop and Shop gift card. Could you run that down for us, how that works?
Sure. So basically, anyone in the state of Connecticut, it's not just Hartford residents, anybody who wants to turn in a gun just needs to bring it in, unload it in a clear plastic bag. You get more money for assault rifles and handguns. Long guns are $25. But, you know, it's just a nice way to, you know, if you're worried about a gun, you're not, you know, you inherited it or you just no longer have a use for it, it's a way to get rid of it and to get something nice during the holiday season.
You know, as far as the hours that your doctors that you spend on all of this, and you've got 10 years now, and I know Saturday the 15th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., that's when the buybacks occur. Do you get a lot of buybacks?
Every year we get a few. We have a we probably average between 70 and 100 firearms each year. The police department has included several community-related buybacks in the city of Hartford over the last several years and been very successful. We do have these buyback opens at 9 o'clock. We usually have a rush of people come in the late morning, exchanging firearms, getting safety devices and education, and getting some safety locks. And then by the afternoon at 3 o'clock, we're done. And again, this is happening at 555 Windsor Street. That's the CRT building in Hartford.
Yep.
This Saturday.
You know, again, as doctors, Dr. David Shapiro I'm talking with, and Dr. Brendan Campbell, it just seems to me to have doctors included is a big plus, and for 10 years, you can imagine just how many guns that you have received. Must be amazing.
Yeah, no, over 1,000 firearms, and I think the other important thing that for people to know is, you know, these aren't, you know, crappy guns that don't work. These are identical guns to the guns that the Hartford Police, the State Police, and other law enforcement folks are finding are used in crime. So it's not an end-all to the problem of gun injuries and gun violence, but it's certainly a part of the solution.
So this is how long now is this going to last? This will last till 3, is that correct?
That's right.
Well, again, I just think it's fabulous what you doctors do, and the group that you have with you for the 10th consecutive year to be able to do this. Would you say overall, because I'm sure you all check it, that we have more gun violence now than we've had another year ago? It just seems the reports that we get, it's not every day, but I'll tell you, it's every 5 or 6 days that we get them.
Well, it's certainly something that has been going on and has been consistent. And I think what is important to know is, you know, there are the injuries and deaths that you hear about on the news, but there's a whole lot that don't even make the news. There are suicides and there are deaths that occur in minority communities that just don't get the press. So it's something that we really need to work on doing a better job of preventing.
Well, again, I thank you both for being with me. And again, I hope that we can talk to each other, you know, before we should be talking again. I as I said, we get these calls constantly, and it really is disheartening. But what you folks have done, I mean, I can imagine what it would be if we didn't have you and the kind of program that you folks have been, you know, really working on for the last 10 years. So again, God bless you, and thank you so much.
Thanks very much for helping us get the word out about this.
You bet.
Can I add a phone number for you, Brad?
Oh, absolutely. You bet.
There's an information number at 860-249-1072, And that number will be, you'll be able to leave a message if you need to, or someone may answer during the week to give you more information if you need it. And we do accept, you know, help from the community at these events and to support the event. So if people have interest in helping, call the number.
Well, give me that number again.
It's 860-249-1072.
Okay, well, thanks again for the number, but thanks for being with me, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks a million.
Great.
You
thanks,
bet.
Brad.
Happy holidays.
You bet. Have a great holiday.